If you're just joining me, I have Bug Salcido here on the back porch, right here with me. My name is Benji Rivas, and we're sitting here talking about his upcoming gig. This is going to be Friday, October 10th. Is that right?
Right.
And what's the name of the place?
Bridget's Cross. It's an Irish pub that just opened up, and it's on Picacho Hills Road, about a quarter mile up. If you make a right, if you're going west out across the river, and it's right there. And
so you just turn right on Picacho Hills Road,
and you'll see it
off of Picacho,
on the right hand side, yeah.
And just keep going until you get to that first set of buildings, and it should be right in there
somewhere.
So, if you're out and about on Friday, what time do you start Friday?
7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock. So if you're out and about, swing by over there and say hi to Bugs.
Please do.
And
I'd also like to thank all the people that came out to the Rio Grande Theater when I played on the 23rd of September. It's a beautiful theater, and they have this program every Tuesday, and they have free concerts. And man, it was probably one of the best concerts of my life that I was able to play with. And I've played for 20,000 people, you know, with the Counting Crows and stuff. But it was kind of all about me, and they had this beautiful baby grand Steinway that I was able to play songs on. And, you know, the other thing is I haven't always been close to my family because I've always traveled around. So to have my nieces and my father come and see me, my father's only seen me twice in my life, and that was the second time. I don't think he wanted me to go into music. When I talked to the Counting Crows guitarist, David Immerglick, about this, he said, I don't think any parent wants to see their children go into the music business, you know.
Right.
It is rough, but
it is a
like
tough
I said,
business.
It is the best job in the world to be able to play music for people, and I'm happy to do it.
Well, do you think that venue at the Rio Grande Theater was... What makes it that the intimacy? Do you think it's the closeness with the audience, or
I think that, but Dave Edwards and I believe her name's Heather Pollard. They do like a beautiful job of a professional job, you know, and that makes half of the show for me. When I go into a gig and everything's falling apart and nobody knows what's going on, it's I can't do a good show. But I got there, everything was set up, everything sounded nice, and this guy Daniel did the sound. I don't remember his last name. I don't even know that I got it, but he was such a sweet person. And to me, that's 98% of making a success, is just being able to not worry about what's going to go wrong and just concentrate on doing my performance. And and like I said, it was a full house. So many people came out, and I'd really like to thank all the people that did. It was, like I said, one of the most beautiful nights of my life, and I really appreciate that.
And you got it here in Las Cruces.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that song that you just played, that's called...
Come On World.
Come On World. And... have you played that anywhere else?
No, I wrote it like 4 days ago.
So you got it here on the back porch, first
exclusive,
place.
Exclusive. Yeah.
Right here. So
I'm hoping somebody recorded it. I called a few people, so we'll see. Maybe it got recorded. Maybe it didn't. But anyway, it's my... Every new song is always my favorite.
Yes, of course.
But
that's your new baby, of course.
Yeah, and it says everything that I want to say to the world, you know, and I appreciate that.
Well, have you got another one for us?
Yes, I do, actually. It's kind of a strange story, though. I had met this person and became friends with them on my birthday. And I learned a song that he had written. And then the other night, we had been hanging out, and I'd be playing songs for him and his friends. And he kind of turned on me, and it got a little vicious with me, and he told me, because I said, hey, I want to honor you, I want to play this song on the radio and tell people how beautiful you are. And he said, if you do that, you'll never be welcome at my house again. So I got on one knee and I apologized, and I said, I'm sorry if I offended you, I didn't mean to, you know, do that. But I'm kind of the kind of person that you don't want to tell me not to do something because I'm going to do it. I'm not going to mention his name. And I don't care if I see him again, because even though I respect him and admire him and love the melodies that he has written. I don't think I like him, so I don't care if I don't see him again. But here's this song.